Last summer, Hamilton Nolan of Gawker wrote about the grim retirement prospects for Generation X. The piece was funny and cruel. With tongue-in-cheek, or maybe not so much, Nolan refers to Generation X's coming retirement years as dog food days. We are the poor old people of the future who will never be able to retire. The most startling difference between Generation X and older generations can be summarized in a bumper sticker: I'm spending my kids' inheritance. It could easily be tweaked to apply to Gen Xers, only it would say exactly the opposite: I'm spending my retirement on my kids. What more could you ever need to know about Generation X? An underprotected generation of American children grew up and became helicopter parents. The train ran over us, and we never even knew it was coming. Then we had kids of our own and suddenly swerved hard to the right, or maybe it was to the left. Either way, we overcorrected in the rearing of our own kids, and the underprotected produced the overparented. Whatever retirement savings we might have had, we've blown on our children. Sometimes I wonder how this story ends. Will we regret not saving more for ourselves? For sure, the majority of us are facing a frugal retirement. Aside from problems with Social Security, pensions are unreliable, and 401ks are a total joke. I wonder if we'll be able to afford crackers with our dog food. It doesn't sound so bad, since I've been worried about having to eat people since 1973. That was the year I saw Soylent Green on our 13-inch Panasonic color TV. I was 5 years old and already worried about the future of Generation X. The thing is, I worry more about our children. We have failed in granting them unmonitored access to the internet. It's a modern-day Pandora's box that contains all the evils of the world. This failure is bewildering, because the one thing we wanted more than anything else was to protect our kids. When we were little, so many of our families were broken by divorce and addiction. Abuse was rampant and largely unchecked. We rushed through childhood, the landscape dotted with sugary cereals, absent fathers, working moms. When we began having children of our own, we demanded more child and family-friendly policies. We advanced child protection laws like Amber Alert and Megan's Law. In many ways, we've succeeded. According to the Department of Justice, child homicide is now lower than it was in the 1970s. So if we had a tagline, it would be, Generation X, the most devoted parents in American history. And yet, despite all this bubble wrapping of our children, we have failed because we didn't bubble pack the internet. For those of us with older kids, it is too late to unwind the tapes that have poured from Pandora's box too long. For others with young children, you still have time not to be such weak sticks. You still have time to protect your kids. And I know you will agree with me, as only a true Gen Xer would. This protection is worth far more than any amount of money you have managed to save for retirement.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
For Gen X, this is Jennifer James.